We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Big Screen Sports listeners, host Kyle Bandujo here. You might be wondering, where is episode 3 of the Ted Lasso rewatch? It was supposed to come out today. Well, most people don't listen to full podcast episodes on holiday Mondays. And if you're one of those people who showed up expecting to listen to a full podcast episode on holiday Monday, I salute you. But full episode of episode 3, the Ted Lasso rewatch of Big Screen Sports, will come out tomorrow. That's Tuesday. But I didn't want to leave anyone who actually, you know, showed up wanting a full podcast episode empty-handed. So here is a 10-minute preview, me and Alex McDaniel breaking down Ted Lasso episode 3. Again, the full episode is going to drop tomorrow on Tuesday, and then every Monday from here on out. Now, if you're wondering what to do with that extra, you know, 50 minutes or so that we're giving you by not having an episode out today, you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be lovely. But hope you enjoy this 10-minute preview. Hope it convinces you to listen to tomorrow's episode. Again, that is the full episode on Tuesday, episode 3, Ted Lasso, the Big Screen Sports Rewatch. Me and Alex McDaniel, enjoy this 10-minute clip.
How about I go ahead and address the larger than average elephant in the room?
No, I have never coached the sport that you folks call football. And heck, you could fill two internets with what I don't know about football.
Hold on now. If I were to get fired from a job where I'm putting cleats in the trunk of my car.
You got the boot, putting boots in the boot.
I love that. You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish, Sam.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast brought to you by Blue Wire Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. It is week 3 of the Ted Lasso rewatch, and as always with these Ted Lasso episodes, I am joined by my co-host, the wonderful Alex McDaniel. Alex, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Alex, forget soccer for 1 minute. You got to watch actual SEC tournament college baseball this week. How was that?
Wonderful. Still watching it. So my alma mater, the University of Mississippi, they are playing tomorrow and Saturday. So I have tickets to both of those games. And we'll see how it ends up. But I haven't been to a college baseball game in 2 years. So this was big. Like, I was just so happy to be back in, like, a stadium atmosphere again.
I was really excited for you. I get to go to my first minor league game in over almost 2 years next week, I think. And I am just, I could not be more excited.
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than getting to go and be there and absorb the atmosphere. It's wonderful.
Literally nothing better. And also, our kids are the same age, and now they're the age where you can take them to the game and last more than a couple innings, which is great.
We made it 6 innings the other night, so
that's huge.
Maybe we can go for 7 or 8, or hey, even the whole game this weekend. We'll see.
That's huge. High hopes. Alex, promo your other pod so we don't get in trouble.
Oh, okay. I always do this poorly. I'm on another podcast called Ain't Slayed Nobody. It's a role-playing game, like tabletop role-playing game podcast, like Dungeons & Dragons, but for SEC fans. And we make jokes, and we're a lot of fun. You can find us everywhere.
Perfect. Perfect. I think you did a great job. And folks, okay, if you're enjoying these Ted Lasso episodes, let us know in the form of a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, or tell a friend about them, preferably like a nice friend. Like, tell whoever your Nate is. Tell your Nate. Don't tell your Jamie. We all have a Jamie.
Don't get your snarky friends in our comments or in our mentions. Thank you.
No, we don't want those. But for real, thank you to everyone who has tuned into the first 2 episodes so far, especially, of course, Brené Brown, who remains on the open invite list, despite not having reached out yet.
Yeah, she hasn't reached out yet, but I'm sure she's just absorbing our episodes.
I'm sure she is. She's on the ultra exclusive open invite list to this podcast, which, as I gave it some thought, is actually not that exclusive, but she's definitely on it.
Good.
It's like her, Obama, either one, Spencer Hall,
maybe anyone from Ted Lasso.
literally anyone from Ted Lasso.
That's good. We should mention
They're all welcome. Yeah, they absolutely. But let's get into it. Ted Lasso, episode 3, Trent Crim, The Independent. To arrange an in-depth expose, Rebecca pairs a cynical journalist, Trent Crim, with Ted for a day. Ted and Roy ventured into the community. That's kind of an awkward write-up from IMDb there, but there's actually some trivia on this one. Ted Lasso gives each player on the team a book, presumably to help each of them embrace their role within the team. This tactic was employed by legendary NBA coach Phil Jackson. That just made me think of how great it would be to have some sort of skit of Ted Lasso coaching the MJ Bulls.
Can you imagine?
Ted Lasso and Rodman is a match.
Oh my gosh. I wonder too, like, I know that they're up for 3 seasons, but this is the kind of show I could totally see becoming a movie. You know, kind of like Arrested Development style, like, are they going to continue on when they're done telling the story? So maybe we could get some, like, college basketball action. He can coach anything, so.
He's versatile. I would love to see I would love to see like an extended series of Ted Lasso just coaching different things, just kind of moving around, working his magic.
Like, what's that show on Netflix about the community college? Last Chance U, where it's just him going to different community colleges and helping kids like rediscover themselves and believe in themselves.
Ted Lasso coaching JUCO basketball is something incredible. I think we all need.
We all need that.
As far as opening questions, I have 2 again. I can never pick one. I'll open with one, and it's something that was given to me by the episode. Who would win in arm wrestling, Rebecca or Michelle Obama?
I'm going to say Rebecca because she has more of a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah, I think she's a little angrier.
Yeah, in terms of like Rebecca in that episode, I would say if she had to arm wrestle Michelle Obama, she would probably win. But they both have incredible arms. Let's say that. So that's,
they do.
That's a wonderful joke. I love that part just because when you watch it, you're drawn to her arms anyway. It's something about the top she's wearing. And I remember the first time I watched it, I looked, I was like, wow, she looks amazing. And then they make the Michelle Obama comment. I'm like, that's nice. I like that.
They're both arm icons.
Yes.
Do you have an opening question?
I do. What is a book that changed your life?
Book that changed my life.
And it can be... preferably from your youth, because to me, the books that were big to me came from my youth.
So I always go, and this is the most cliche answer on the planet. I always go back to Harry Potter and what that series meant to me. And that has kind of gotten soured of late, which is a real shame. You know what book, I don't know if it changed my life, but that I just, it always sticks with me is the book Slumdog Millionaire, which was called Q&A before it was, became a movie and was Slumdog Millionaire. It's just something I think about that book perhaps once a month. I really love it. I know there's more. There's a book called Bull Catcher, which is it's like a baseball book, and it's like I'm probably the only person in the world who has read this, but it's about this high school baseball player who's a senior. It's kind of like a young adult novel, who his senior project is writing like a diary of his 4 years playing baseball in high school. And it's a really good coming of age book. And it's something that when I was in college, I bought it off eBay just because I wanted the book. So it may be something like that. But if anyone else in the world has read that book, holler at me. I'd love to talk about it with anyone else. What is yours?
Do a spinoff podcast. I have a few. So I think when I was really young, like 6 or 7, I started reading The Boxcar Children. And I can't really tell you why I loved that series so much, but I was fascinated by the story of a family of children who lived in this boxcar. I thought it was very sad and incredible. And it was made in a way that was supposed to appeal to kids. And I ate it up. But I think that series is what made me want to be a writer, because I wanted to do it from a very young age. And then when I got older, I would say like, The Outsiders, that was a big one for me. Slake's Limbo.
All-time 7th grade reading book, The Outsiders.
Yes. Like, I loved those middle school, junior high reads, because they got like a little into it. And it's the only way you can like teach inappropriate things in school is if it's in a book. You can't show movies about it. But I think a lot of the books I read when I was younger, I think they were just transformative because of the way they told stories and storytelling. And I think that has a lot to do with why we're sitting here today, is because we love good storytelling. That's why we made this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes me just want, I just want to think about books I enjoyed as a youth and just go off into like a daze.
Another podcast.
Another podcast. Books we liked. I'm sure no one has done that ever. I have another. So actually, when I first sent you the run sheet, when we were first kicking around the idea for this podcast, and I had the thing about opening questions, I just had some generic ones, like what it would be. And one of them was about Roy Kent being a good uncle. So I pose the question to you, is Roy Kent the TV uncle you'd most like to have? There's some other notable ones, just so you don't have to go off the top of your head. There's obviously just Uncle Jesse, Uncle Phil.
Yeah, I was going to start with
Uncle
him, yeah.
Uncle Junior from The Sopranos, Uncle Fester, if you want to get weird with it.
I was going to say Uncle Jesse for sure. No, I love Roy as an uncle. What I love is when he points out his D's for the first time, he calls her that idiot over there. And then when she sees him and she waves, like, he gets the biggest smile on his face. So you instantly get to see, like, it's typical Roy, like his gruff personality. And then, oh, he loves her. And you can tell he really loves that role for her, or to her, rather.
He seems like a really sweet and caring uncle. And just in terms of the TV uncle I'd most like to have, like, it would be sick to have an uncle who's a star professional athlete, but who's also, like, not an asshole. And not, I mean, Roy has it, but like not an asshole to you or your family. Like Roy is a doting uncle.
Yeah, no, I think he's, and you especially see in this episode, even though you get to only see them in two scenes, I really think just that first scene where he calls her the idiot, and then the last scene, which I won't spoil right now, we'll get into that later. But when he's reading to her in bed, I just think that's really, it's lovely. It's adorable. You love to see it.
Yeah, he's a real gem. And uncle, it's a gem. So let's roll into best scene. Wasn't that a lovely 10-minute clip? All right, we'll catch you tomorrow for the full episode. Ted Lasso, episode 3, Big Screen Sports Rewatch. Me and Alex McDaniel. Tune in tomorrow.